Hi, and welcome to the Business with Sense show. That's C-E-N-T-S. I am your host, Anthony Legree, and today I'm going to discuss what is currently going on, where I'm at with Bassett Communications, along with the article, and I'm going to post a blog question this week on the website. And in order to post a response to the blog question, please visit the website, www.businesswithsense.com, and click on the blog link, and from there you'll be able to leave a message. And also, always feel free to email me directly at anthony@businesswithsense.com. So jumping into the show, I'm going to start by discussing a recent sales package that I sent out to over 100 service-oriented businesses about 4 weeks ago now. And I will share with you what I decided to send, how I decided to send it, and the results. And first of all, I had a hard time trying to decide the best way to sell my service. And after discussions with friends and family, and after weighing some options, I decided to try sending a promotion to 100 service-oriented businesses within the Detroit area. And the service-based companies that were included on the list were heating and cooling companies, refrigeration companies, cleaning services, glass repair, janitorial, even indoor plant providers, electrical companies, commercial landscaping companies, and duct cleaning. And I decided to try sending a game to them to get people involved in the sales process. And this way I could receive correct email addresses, fax numbers, street addresses, and also develop a relationship with prospective companies before even making that phone call. And since it's a summer, I decided to pick one day on a Major League Baseball schedule and just have them take a look at the schedule and have them pick who they thought would win the games just on that day. And the person who picked the most winners would win a prize. And in this case, the prize was tickets to a Detroit Tiger baseball game. And I approached this in two ways. The first was to actually send a hard copy of the contest to people. And I wanted to ensure that the people who I sent it to would open it and not just throw it away. And I realized that most people, once they see a normal letter, and once they see it looks like a sales letter, they just toss it in the garbage or in the recycling bin. Because I know when I received them, I did open it. Then I would see that it's a sales letter. I would check it out, saw it was a sales letter, and would throw it right in the recycle bin. And so I decided to package it in a box because everyone wants to open and see what's inside of a box. And then I followed up with an emailed version and then concluded with a phone call. So all 3 points of contact, basically. And all of this took place within a 3-week time period. So in the box, I did put a sales letter along with a published article that I wrote and instructions in how to play the game and win prizes. The instructions were detailed on a Cracker Jack box, actually. And I covered the front bottom of the box with an attention grabber, and then covered the entire back of the box with the rules of the game. So when they open the box, what reminds you of baseball better than Cracker Jacks? And so I figured it would just grab attention. And so I found all of the addresses, company names, and email addresses just by searching for companies in the phone book and on the internet searching for websites. So now that's basically what I did. So now that I explained what I did, I can answer the question, did it work? And here are some statistics that I was able to capture. The email results. And because they were much easier to calculate, the program I use lets you know this stuff. So here it is. 34% of the emails were opened. So that means 57 were not opened, and 8% were kicked back because they're the wrong email addresses or the domain name was wrong on the website. So in reality, I would consider a 34% open rate pretty good. I was pretty satisfied with that. And I did do follow-up phone calls, and actually really Lauren helped me out a lot on this, on the follow-up calls. And during the phone calls, we discovered that the large majority of the people knew and remembered without a doubt the package that they received. They would even recite that they were given Cracker Jack boxes, and even brought up the company name on their own. So they'd say, oh, Bassett Communications, yeah, I got your package. It had Cracker Jacks, you know, and it actually did start a conversation. And so all that sounds great, right? Well, here's the kicker on the deal. None of them really understood the concept. They didn't understand what my business could do for them or what type of service Bassett Communications really was. So this told me a few things. The email campaign was pretty successful. The hard copy sales package was very successful. And the communication on my end was just not clear and very unsuccessful. So in reality, all I need is one sale to refund the money put into the promotional package. And so far, I have about 5 meetings set up from it. So all in all, it seems like it's been working out okay. And as long as one of them works out, I will definitely consider it a success. Where I was extremely successful is that I now know what I need to work on the most, and that is how I present the business. I found that I'm able to grab attention and interest, but now I have to concentrate on presenting what Bassett Communications can do to help other businesses. And overall, it was definitely worthwhile because I learned a ton. And even if it doesn't turn into sales, I guess I've spent money on much worse and less educational things. So if that's all I had to sacrifice, equivalent to not going out to dinner for a week or two, that's probably, it's a success in my mind. So this is going to bring me to this week's real show topic and blog question. And that is, I'm going to talk about the ups and downs of business and owning your own small business. And I can tell you that during the past 6 weeks, I have felt extreme ups, working all hours of the night, working on the project and sending out that promotional project. And sometimes I would be up close to 24 hours because I was so involved and loved setting it up and was just really excited to complete it and send it out and start receiving feedback. And I started receiving that really quickly. The second day after I sent it out, I received my first positive piece of feedback. A person actually emailed and signed up for the newsletter, and this was only on the second day. So I was in an extreme high. I thought, wow, this is going to be awesome. I was anticipating many more in the week ahead. Already on the second day, I got a feedback, and then I started feeling the lows. After that first response, I checked my emails at least 50 times a day and did not receive another response. The next week, I received one phone call, and really, that was about it. I did set up about 5 meetings, so, from 3 weeks afterwards, set up 5 meetings, but that's when you really started thinking, what did I get myself into? Why did I think I could do this? Who do I think I am? All the negative thoughts that could creep into my mind started to. And I was ready to update the resume and start sending it out to other jobs. And this is where it's great to have very good and loving friends and family. They kept reminding me that it was not easy and that everything is definitely a learning experience. And I've only started working on Bassett Communications full-time just 4 months ago, and I'm on pace to make about as much money as I did when I worked for my previous employee. And the best part about it is I started it with $500 and some odd cents in change. So, so far it has been successful. And then, after speaking with friends and family, spirits start rising back up again. You start feeling a little better, you get your confidence back. And so, it's just you have extreme highs and extreme lows. And so, that's at that point, after I felt pretty bad about it and I didn't think it was working, and then I start feeling a little better after I speak with people and get some encouragement. And that's when I was really able to sit down and think about the campaign, where it worked, where it didn't, how I can improve to make sales. And so there you go, back to that roller coaster. You feel great, then you feel a little negative, and then you come back around and start building yourself back up. And that's what I absolutely love about this. It's never the same 2 days in a row, and it's just great. It's a great experience. So, the closest comparison that I can make, and maybe not everyone will completely understand this, but I did play football in college, and after every game, we would watch films, the game films. And no matter how good or how bad I thought I played, it always ended up the same way. In a game that I thought I had the best game I've ever played, you wake up in the morning, you can't wait to go watch film. And then, on the other hand, sometimes you felt like you had the worst game, and you dreaded waking up, and films were the most awful thing you could go to. But in both situations, the results were always the same. It was never as good as I thought, and it was never as bad as I thought. And that's how I can translate some of this the same way into the business, is that it's best to just to try to keep as even of a personality as possible, and just keep plugging away at it. Go one day at a time. Don't get too extremely excited when making a sale, and don't get extremely down when you're rejected. So, trust me, having that even personality will keep the heart rate down a little bit, and it really keeps you chugging along. So that was the long way about bringing up the show's article and blog topic. So I'll start with the article. I found it in the July 2008 issue of Inc. magazine, and it's in the Inc. Life section, and is about David Becker, the president of Philip Becker. And Philip Becker is a 24-employee San Francisco design firm that creates branding materials and package designs for companies such as Hewlett-Packard, T-Mobile, and Whole Foods. And the article is written by Jess McEwen, and it describes what David Becker does for stress relief. I thought that would fit in perfectly with this show's topic. And what David Becker does is he jumps from planes, or in other words, skydives. And the rest of the article describes that his highest jump was from 30,000 feet in the air, and that his velocity when free-falling ranges from 120 to 180 miles per hour. And he jumps on average about 5 to 6 times every other weekend. And I wanted to share this article because I thought it was very relevant to dealing with the ups and downs of business and keeping that even-keel personality. And this brings up the blog topic. What do you do, or how do you deal with the extreme highs and low emotions of owning your own small business, or even when just handling everyday stress? And for me, it's really simple. And I bet since how many times I've discussed it on the show, but sports are my way out. I have to play hockey or softball. I play curling or basketball. Anything and everything competitive. And it helps me maintain focus. It keeps me on edge. And it helps me remain competitive. And I get, you know, at the same time, you get to blow off steam, sweat a little bit. And it's always good to interact with teammates. So for me, I think it's perfect. And it translates directly to business. And even doing something athletic on my own helps. For example, right now softball's over and hockey doesn't start for about another month or two, and so I'm in between all my seasons now, and so I started jogging again and just exercising by myself. And you know, in the beginning I tell myself I'll take it easy, I'll just jog a little bit, but then of course I start challenging myself, and even though I'm running alone, I start competing against the clock. And I start timing myself, and I try beating it every time. So it just keeps me going. It keeps you feeling good. What do you do? What do you do, and how do you deal with that extreme high and low, the high and low emotions of owning your own small business and handling everyday stress? What relaxes you, and how do you do it? What do you do? And so, to answer, remember, just go to the website, www.businesswithsense.com, and just click right on the blog link. and from there just follow the instructions and post a reply. And I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. So that will complete the show, and I hope that everyone is doing great, following their dreams and being productive. So everybody have a great week, and I will talk to you soon. Toot.
Anticipated memories and the displaced fears. For all I've worked and for so my life, I've no regrets, though some have too much. Wishing on fools and I was just a man.